The wicked one is like a roaring lion. He is not only a strong one, he is a well-armed, strong one. And his weapons of his warfare are no mean and weak tools. His devices are powerful. Our sinless first parents, they could not resist him. They hadn't got a fallen heart, but they could not resist him. They hadn't lived years in sin and stained their consciences dozens and dozens of times, and they still couldn't resist him. How are we going to resist him? How are we going to be able to overcome his devices? He is one who has deceived the whole world, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. So don't underestimate his snares. Don't presume to war the Christian warfare in your own strength. Don't presume to do it. It's impossible. The whole world is arrayed against you. The forces of darkness you can never surmount by your own ability. You'll never overcome the world with wishful thinking and foolish presumption. Living godly in a fallen world with our remaining sin nature within us is beyond human ability. It's beyond human ability. The godly life is spiritual in nature. Like straying sheep, we are all prone to go on the opposite way. We will naturally stray and fail. And thus the apostle reminds us in another epistle, let him that thinketh he standeth, standing in your own strength, standing in your own resolve, standing in your own determination, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And many a saint, many a Christian home, and many also a Christian congregation have learned by hard and sad ways that godliness is not attained and certainly not maintained with human strength alone. The saint needs to be empowered. The child of God needs to be made mighty. And this prayer teaches us he can be strengthened with all might.